Do you ask Our Lady for help before entering the confessional? Padre Pio did every single time. And it was this one habit that made him perhaps the greatest confessor the world has ever seen. Stay with me to hear his wisdom. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's insights come from the book Padre Pio Speaks of the Madonna by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniro. As we all know, Padre Pio was a great confessor, perhaps the greatest the world has ever known. He could see right into people's souls, advising each person exactly as they needed, like a doctor prescribing the perfect medicine. In his earlier years, he would sometimes hear confessions for well over 12 hours. Now, to put these long hours into perspective, I recently spoke to someone whose friend is a psychotherapist. Allegedly, the psychotherapist was so drained from constantly listening to people's problems that he had to cut his working hours to just 3 days a week. Padre Pio, on the other hand, sometimes spent up to 16 hours a day in the confessional. He did this every day, resting only when illness prevented him from getting out of bed. Father Pellegrino, and surely others too, wondered, what was the source of his strength? Why was Padre Pio such a great confessor? What was his secret? Father Pellegrino tells us that before entering the confessional, before hearing even a single confession, Padre Pio would call on the Blessed Virgin Mary for help. This was his secret. He says that Padre Pio couldn't imagine penitents and confessors coming together without Mary, whom he saw as the harmonizer of the whole spiritual orchestra of penitents and confessors. He believed that it was through a special illumination from the Blessed Virgin that he came to understand his mission in the Church as a confessor. He saw himself as her humble servant, and gave her the credit for the fruit of his work. His own merit, he said, lay simply in asking for her help and continuing to ask again and again through prayer and receiving it. Father Pellegrino also shared a piece of advice that Padre Pio once gave him about becoming a better penitent. Listen to this. He told me with an air of accusation and judgment, "You fear that people will laugh at you if you show greater devotion to Our Lady." Encouraging me, he continued, "But you must not be confused by what certain second-rate theologians say. Know that by sacrificing your pride for the sake of the Most Holy Virgin, you will discern the true spirit of the Church in the sacrament of penance. What kind of confessions do you make if you do not ask Our Lady for the grace to distinguish good from evil? The grace to know how to examine your conscience. The grace to oppose a holy cunning against the tricks of the evil one. My son, the sacrament of penance was made for man, not the other way around. But remember, only in sweet devotion to Our Lady will you find a way to make a good confession. You will recognize it as something made especially for you, and you will not become a foolish prisoner, not even fall into sacrilege." And he added, "I do not lament as much for the many non-Catholics who cannot enjoy the benefits of confession, as I do for Catholics who do not make use of it properly." In summary, Padre Pio's advice to Father Pellegrino and to all of us is clear. Before confession, call upon Our Lady. Ask her to help you distinguish good from evil, to examine your conscience with honesty, and to prepare your heart properly. But this requires surrendering your pride completely and trusting in her powerful intercession and guidance. Now, if I recall correctly, it was St. Louis de Montfort who said something along the lines of, "You will either give up sin or give up praying the rosary." This statement reflects the deep truth that a sincere devotion to the Rosary and Our Lady inevitably leads to repentance and conversion. As Padre Pio often said, the Rosary is a powerful spiritual weapon against sin. So if someone persists in grave sin while praying it, they will eventually feel an inner conflict and be forced to make a choice. Either abandon the sin or abandon the rosary. So let's take Padre Pio's words to heart. Let's not be afraid to love Our Lady openly, deeply, and without shame, because it is in loving her that we find our way back to Christ. If you've experienced the power of Marian devotion in your sacramental life, please share your story below. Your witness might be exactly what someone needs to hear today. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.